We'll move to number 23, Lake Oahe Fishery Update. Who's all going to do that one today?
Okay.
Great. Morning.
Morning. Fish and Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Chris is pulling up the presentation right now here. So I'm going to give you an update on, first of all, introduce myself, Mike Smith, Upper Missouri River Fishery Supervisor. I supervise Lake Oahe Sharp and about 12 counties either side of the river. For this, I'm going to focus on Lake Oahe just because there's a lot of stuff to get through here, but it's important stuff. It explains what we've got going on with our fish population, specifically our walleye on Lake Oahe. Base the food web here with our cold water prey fish surveys. Everybody's pretty familiar that Lake Oahe is a rainbow smelt based fishery, but we also have a growing population of lake herring that have been around for about 5-10 years now that are really starting to create the boom in the larger walleye and larger Chinook salmon that we see. So that's a picture of these right here. We have our on top here we have a rainbow smelt, the bottom we have a lake herring or a cisco. And the way we survey these fish populations is with basically the souped-up sonar unit. It's a really big transducer, and this is a picture we get on the computer. And what we're seeing here on this, this is actually a false bottom right here, this blue line. This right here at about 10-15 meters, that's actually the bottom of the lake. And all these little blue dots, these are the prey fish that are out there just above the thermocline. And so what this computer system allows us to do is to measure the length of all those little fish down to the millimeter, and then we can make an estimate of what we have out there in the lake. And the way we do that is by using this this net in the next slide here. Huge net, you know, 100 meters long, about 30 meters tall. We submerge this in the water, and then we actually catch those fish so we can get sizes of those fish. And when we put that back in the computer program, it helps us estimate what we have out there in the lake. And so here's the graph of what we saw this year. We've got a five-year average here. And the reason it's a shorter average, not a 10-year average, is we kind of revamped the survey after some research done through SDSU to make it more simplified and better data. And so you can see in 2021, we are below that five-year average, but still really good numbers of young of the year rainbow smelt and adult rainbow smelt. And anybody who's been around Lake Oahe knows it only takes one good year of water or good conditions, and we could have an explosion back up into that 80-100 million-plus range. So nothing to be concerned about there with the rainbow smelt, especially when we take into consideration what we've got going on with lake herring. Still above our five-year average, our lake herring has tended to kind of stunt in length over the past few years, which seems at first when you hear that seems concerning, but that actually makes them available to smaller walleye for longer. So that we've seen a pretty big explosion in the relative weights of our walleye and our salmon because they have the cisco or lake herring available out there. They're a very good prey item, high in oils and fats, so we've got some big fish because we've got a lot of cisco out there. The walleye population survey, that's done each August. That's been done since the early 80s, so we've got a long-term data set. But again, we've changed the way we do our surveys to make them more efficient. And to get better data, so we do only have a shorter five-year data set with this as well. Lake Oahe is split into two zones, Upper Lake Oahe and Lower Lake Oahe, and the dividing line is the 212 bridge right there at Whitlock. So here's the data for Upper Lake Oahe. CPUE is catch per unit effort, basically how many fish we catch per net per night. So you can see here, we actually have this separated into different size classes too. So that blue bar, those blue bars on the bottom, that light blue, are less than 10 inches. The yellow bars are 10 to 15 inches. Red bar are 15 to 20 inches. And that dark blue are fish greater than 20 inches. So you can see we're sitting right along where we would be for our average population with this new survey we initiated in 2017. Upper Lake Oahe, as anybody who went out and helped with salmon spawn or saw the salmon spawning videos, we saw a lot of big fish in the Grand and Moreau River this year. So really good walleye population in Upper Oahe. Lower Oahe, we see a little bit more fluctuation there. We don't have great reproduction in Lower Lake Oahe. We see that as we see in Upper Lake Oahe. but still sitting somewhere in that average right there for our 5 years. And as I'll talk about our angler pressure in a little bit, we had a lot of anglers up there on Lake Oahe, so nothing to be concerned about here. We're talking about differences of, you know, less than a fish per net per night, so it's not a huge difference there. So condition is the next thing I'll talk about. This is really how fat a fish is. So there's a standard length for a fish, and then there's a standard equation, how much that fish weighs, and that's how we get what's called relative weight. And generally, anything over 75 nationwide is considered pretty good for a walleye. And so where we're sitting on Lake Oahe is a pretty good place. So these 10 to 15-inch fish here are below our 10-year average for all sizes, the same for those 15 to 20-inch fish. But when we look at those bigger fish, we are well above 10-year averages in multiple instances. So we've got fish that are bigger fish, are plump, really big fish, and our smaller fish are a little bit undersized to our 10-year average. But that makes sense for 2021. We have a low water year. There's not as much vegetation out there, so we probably have lower numbers of zooplankton, other macrovertebrates. So those smaller walleye just didn't have as much to eat. And that kind of explains why we see those fish, possibly see why those fish are a little undersized. This right here is our size structure. So on I've got two graphs on each of these. So we've got upper Oahe first, but the top graph is going to be 2020, and the bottom graph is going to be 2021, just to show you how these fish kind of grow between years. So I've got some inches in there, so we're not talking about millimeters. It sometimes get everybody a little bit confused. Basically, what this means here is that when you see a tall bar, that's a higher number of fish that are that length. So, for instance, we have a really big peak right here at around 20 centimeters. That means we have 35 fish in our survey that were 20 centimeters. And really what I wanted to show with these graphs, and I'll do it with the next one too, is so you can see in 2020 we had a big peak there at 200 or 20 centimeters or 200 millimeters, and that moved right along in 1 year to those fish are now over 10 inches. And so the same thing when we look at that next peak, those fish moved right along to getting into that 13 to 14 inch range. So we're seeing fish grow pretty well between years. I would expect that in 2022, we'll start to see this next year class, this group that down here in 2021 is now in that 13 to 14 inch range. They'll start to approach that 15 inch. There is no minimum length limit on Oahe, but anglers tend to self-regulate at about 15 inches. Similar story here with Lower Lake Oahe. Our size structure, we saw things move right along. Our small fish from 2020 did very well. We see a lot of those move along past that 10 inch line. And we also in Lower Oahe, had a lot of those fish that were below 15 inches in 2020 and moved above that, and that's where anglers start to really, really go after those fish. This is our growth, and this is great to see here. So that the yellow or orange color is the 10-year average, and blue color is what we saw in 2021. So our fish are growing right along with our 10-year average. And you can see here that those smaller age classes, these ones and twos, they are below that orange line, and that's where we can see that in our relative weight, too. There just wasn't as much food for them out there. But by the time we get to age fours, fives, we're caught back up and even surpassing our average. And Lower Oahe, really good growth. Above our 10-year average almost every age class, so we're growing some fish out there in Lake Oahe. Now, we do stock walleye in Lake Oahe. We started this in about 2017. As a way to see if we could supplement that low reproduction, the lower end of Lake Oahe. And so we've stocked 8.6 million walleye in about 4 years. Almost all that has been south of Whitlock Bay because we're really trying to focus on this lower end of the lake, but we've put a lot of fish in there. This Minneconju, this furthest west one on this map, that was just an extra stocking we had. We had some extra fry. We put 300,000 fry in the first year. We didn't expect those to do very well. They're a very small product. And we haven't seen any return from those. So everything else is a small fingerling, about anywhere from about 2 to 3 inches in length. The way we're evaluating this is we're doing two different methods. The hatchery is marking them with OTC, the chemical that we put in with the fish when we stock them. And then when we take their otolith or their ear bone out, we can put it under special lights and it glows like you can see in this picture. So we could tell that fish came from the hatchery. To get a little more technical, this past year, we did otolith microchemistry. So what that means is we take the otolith out of the fish, then we send them off to a lab, and they shoot laser at the otolith, and then measure the chemicals that come out of the smoke from the burn from the laser. So the signature that is at Blue Dog Hatchery is vastly different than the water signature we have in Oahe. So we can tell that fish at this age was from the hatchery or it was from Lake Oahe. And we've had some really interesting results from this stuff. So like I said, the first year that we stocked was 2017, and in this graph here, the orange color is an unknown origin. That happens sometimes when we're doing studies like this. The gray bars are wild origin, and the blue bars are stock origin. We started stocking in 2017, and boom, that's when we first started seeing these stock fish show up in our survey. What these percentages mean is that so in the lower part of the lake, so from Whitlocks down, that 2017 year class has comprised about 45% of all the fish we catch in our survey. 45% of those 2017s are from the hatchery. Same thing with 2018 fish. So whether we catch them, so the 2017s, whether we caught them in 2018, 2019, 2020, or 21, we can tell by their age which year they were. And so we've been able to show that we've been having a pretty significant impact in Lower Lake Oahe in terms of fish that are out there. Finally, here we've got, in terms of walleye, we've got our angler use survey. So this is our creel survey. We revamped this a few years ago, again, to make things more streamlined, get better data. So our estimates for 2021 for Lake Oahe were a little over 28,000 trips, which is about 1,300 more than we saw in 2020, which is pretty amazing to see. That was almost like exactly what we saw reduced on Lake Sharp this year. So anglers were moving from Lake Sharp up to Lake Oahe. And that estimate was about 65,000 anglers. And that resulted through our questions and our creel survey, about 117,000 walleye harvested is what our estimate was, or 4.1 per trip, and then 307,000 walleye released, or 10.9 per trip. So what that really means is that if for a fishing trip on Lake Oahe, when people go out there, they're catching about 15 walleye a trip for their group, and they're keeping four on average. Now, there's obviously people that are catching way more and way less, but that's what the average is. Just a quick update on our salmon program here. So in 2021, we collected just over 777,000 eggs, which roughly translates into that 200,000 to 250,000 stock in 2022, which is below what we had hoped to get, but we're kind of at the mercy of what comes back to the station there.
When do you collect those?
The station is open for pretty much the month of October. We spawn every Wednesday, and usually our first spawn is pretty slow spawn because the water's still warm, but as we get into mid-October, that's when they start taking off. I think on this day that Kevin was in there, I think we spawned like 60 females. He did about every one of them that day. And this was a common sight to see this year. We had a lot of people chasing salmon on Lower Lake Oahe. We don't have great numbers on our catches. Specific survey we'd have to do to just target Chinook salmon anglers, but there were multiple days throughout the entire fall where we had 50 plus boats just on right along the dam here. Atlantic salmon, so this was started in 2018. We're looking for a way to kind of supplement the low Chinook salmon numbers we had at those times and low catch rates. So over the course of 3 years, we stocked just shy of 100,000 Atlantic salmon in Lake Oahe, various sizes, various locations. We wrapped that up here this November. We have seen some return from those, but it has been fairly low. We'll see how that kind of goes into the future here. No future stocking plan because those eggs are pretty hard for us to get. And we're seeing a pretty good resurgence with our Chinook, so we're sitting pretty good for salmon. So just the final thing here, some summary slides. Cold water prey fish estimates near average. We did have a slight decrease in walleye abundance throughout the lake, but our condition, especially those larger fish, remain very good. Our walleye stocking is looking pretty promising. We're currently going to start working on a stocking strategy, trying to figure out if it's worth stocking every year or if we do every other year, every 3 years, because we wouldn't want to stock big year classes year after year after year, because then we could become limited in prey and maybe impact our condition and not have as good a fish out there. And angling pressure, pretty similar to previous years. We do creel surveys on an alternating schedule between Oahe and Sharp. We don't have a lot of long-term data yet to make some trends, but angler pressure appeared to be very similar to what we've seen in the past. And with that, I can take any questions.
Mr. Whitman.
Great report. Really impressive on the survivability of these fingerlings. Now, we see started at 2017. You mentioned Blue Dog Hatchery. The capacity have been built up at Blue Dog Hatchery, to do that. Other than fingerlings where you're making such an impact on Oahe, or was that fingerlings that weren't needed in other lakes to
testosterone. So do you have any idea on that?
Mr. Chair?
So each year when we set up our walleye stocking, we do kind of a statewide effort, see what the needs are, and that kind of dictates what the goal is for our egg collection each year. And we've been able to work in pretty big stockings for Lake Oahe every year without impacting other waters. I want to say on average what we've been stocking into Lake Oahe is around that 300,000 to 500,000 fingerlings each year in this study. We had the extra fry the first year, but it's about 300,000 to 400,000 fingerlings, and that fits in well with the statewide stocking program we already have. So we haven't impacted anything in terms of taking fish away from the northeast or southeast, for example.
That's great, but if I understood that right, 40% of those fish in Oahe about over those 3 years are from stocked fish. That's, when you think about all the natural spawning going on, that's pretty low success compared to what you're doing with fingerlings. So quite an impact. So, thank you.
Yeah, we initially saw good survival just within those bays, but when we did this otolith microchemistry, it showed us that, yeah, that those year classes, at least in the lower end of Lake Oahe, are making an impact out there.
Any questions for Mike? That's a great report, Mike. We appreciate you bringing that forward today, and looking forward to catching some stockfish this summer.
Thank you.